Father, we lift up our hearts to you. Without you, apart from you, we can receive nothing. And we pray, Lord, that our time tonight would be blessed by your presence.
主，我们祷告说，我们今天晚上时间设定做你的同在，被祝福。
And you would give us willing hearts.
主，给我们一个愿意的心。
Believing hearts.
一个相信的心。
So that your word can come to us and be received freely, easily, joyfully.
以致你的话来到。
So Lord, we ask your anointing on our speaking, our translating, and our hearing. And we ask, Lord, that there'd be a portion for everybody, from the oldest to the youngest. We ask this in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen. So we tonight are we considering men and women. And this is an issue that is so important. So let us go straight to Genesis chapter 1.
So 我们集结的来看创世纪第一章。
Verse 26. And God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion.
神说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理。
So God, in verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female.Created he them. That is chapter 1. God's purpose for mankind is stated clearly. They were to reign upon the earth. In chapter 2, we have an enlargement of this.
在第二章我们有更清楚的描述。
In verse 7,
第七节
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
So this is the first unique creature created in the image of God.
所以这个是第一个按照神的形象来造的一个人。
And then in verse 18, the Lord God said, It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make a helper comparable to him.
然后十八节说，耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶，帮助他。
And we know that there was no helper.In all the earth that was comparable to him. And verse 21, And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man.
21节，耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了。于是取下他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨，造成一个女人，领他到那人跟前。
And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man.
那人说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人。因为他是从男人身上取出来的。
Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed.
当时夫妻二人赤身露体，并不羞耻。
So here we have God's account at the beginning of the creation of man and woman.
所以这里圣经记载的一个描述记述讲到男人女人怎样被创造出来。
Now we know that the world laughs at this.
我们知道世界的人呢，向着这一段记载是笑嬉笑的。
And they treat this as a fairy story.
他们当如这个记载是一个神话的故事。
It's not a fairy story.
不是个神话的故事。
This is what God did.
这真的是神这样做的。
This is the beginning of the human race.
这个是人类的开始。
How can I be so confident?
为什么我们这样肯定呢？
How can I say that with so much confidence?
我为什么能够这样肯定的这个胆量信心讲讲呢？
Because this is what Jesus believed and spoke.
因为这就是耶稣所相信并且他讲过的。
If he believed it, I believe it.
如果他相信这个，我也要相信这个。
And it's very important that we believe the word of God.
我们相信神的话，这个是非常重要的。
Because the things that are spoken to us are not spoken to us out of merely to give us a little bit of information, but it's important that we understand these things.
因为神这样跟我们说的时候，不是仅仅给我们一些资料，而是他是带着个很重要的目的向我们说这个话的。
It's not important just because it's a rule that we've got to obey.
这个是很重要，不是因为单单是给我们一个。规条去跟从。
It's important because this is the path upon which our life can be blessed and can be godly.
这个很重要，因为这个是一条途径，我们的生命，我们的人生能够一生能够被神祝福。
So what we see here very clearly is that when God created man and woman, they were to be one.
所以当神创造男造女的时候呢，很清楚他们是要合而为一的。
In the first chapter, it says he created man or mankind.
第一章讲到他造人或者造人类。
And mankind is male and female.
这个人类就是男和女。
And therefore, mankind has the same purpose and the same destiny.
所以人类这个男女就有同一个目的跟同一个目标。
But then in chapter 2, we see that the creation of the woman was different from the creation of the man.
但是在第二章我们看见女人的被创造跟男人被创造是不同的。
And the Lord is very clear that he created the woman to be complementary to the man.
所以神很清楚讲给我们听，神造女人的时候是为男人作为一个配偶而创造的。
In other words, the man and the woman together would be much more than they could be apart.
换句话说，男人女人合在一起呢，他们能够经历更丰满，比起他们个别所能够经历的。
The man would be more because he has this God-given helper like to him.
这个男人能够经历更丰满，因为他得着神给他这个作为配偶的女人给他。
And the woman would be more because she would be one with the man.
这个女人能够更丰满，因为神给他一个男人。
Now we've got to understand that this relationship is a divine gift.
我们需要知道这一个关系呢是个神圣的赐予恩赐。
God has not preferred the man to the woman.
神不是喜欢男人过于喜欢女人。
But both of them are equally loved, equally blessed.
男女是同样在神眼中。一样的被神所爱的，都是这么有价值的。
And the relationship that they are given is to be a blessing to each of them.
他们两个的关系是要彼此成为对方的祝福的。
You know, when Adam looked at Eve,
你知道当亚当看作夏娃的时候，
he said, "This is bone of my bones."
他说，这是我骨中的骨。
This is me.
这是我。
I am looking at myself here.
我是看着我自己在这里。
This is not a separate creature, but this is myself.
这个不是个分开的一个受造、创造，而是一个我自己。
So at that very beginning, God demonstrated his purpose.
所以从开始，神就把他的目的表明出来了。
The man is not the woman. The woman is not the man.
这个男人不是女人，女人也不是男人。
In French, they say, vive la différence.
这是发文。
Which means long live the difference, I think.
意思就是他们的分别是一直长存的。
We are different.
男女是不同的。
And the woman was made to be the helper to the man.
女人被造是为着成为男人的帮助者。
Now, understand.
那么我要知道。
That this was before sin came into the world.
这个是在罪进到世界之前。
And something very, very big happened when sin came into the world.
当罪进入世界的时候，有一些事情，很大的事情发生了。
We talked a little bit about it this morning.
今天早上我们也提过一点点。
But notice in verse 16 of chapter 3.
在第三章十六节那里。
God says to the woman in the latter part of that verse, Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you.
在十六节后半段神说对女人说你必软慕你的丈夫你丈夫必管辖你
Now this thought that the man rules over the woman is the consequence of sin
这一个意念说丈夫管辖你妻子呢这个是在罪进入世界以后的
And it is part of the message that's in the creation as a result of sin
就是因着罪带来的后果，就在神的创造里头呢，有着这个信息了。
But it's not God's original purpose.
但这个不是神原本的目的。
It was not God's purpose that man should rule over woman.
男人管辖女人，永远不是神创造人的一个原初的旨意。
God's purpose was that the man and the woman.Would both complement each other.
神的心意是男人跟女人是彼此相辅助的配合的。
And the woman would be the helper to the man.
女人是作为男人的一个帮助者。
So the headship was given to the man.
那个头是的角色是给了男人的。
And the woman was to help him in that.
女人是要帮助男人执行这个头的角色。
And the two were to be one.
这两个要合而为一的。
Now that is not a description of man ruling over woman.
这个描述跟男人管辖女人是完全不同的信息。
Men would love to rule women.
男人是喜欢管辖女人。
It comes very naturally.
是很自然的。
But that's not God's purpose.
但是这不是神的旨意。
And you won't find in the scripture where it tells men to rule over women.But in history, that's what we see.
但是在人类的历史里头，我们看见这个。
We see women have been oppressed and exploited by men because simply men are stronger.
因为我们在历史看见女人是被男人所压迫的，从他们身上夺取很多好处，被剥削的。
But that is not a description of God's purpose.
但是这个不是神。对男女的一个心意。
Now, we need to be bold enough and have the vision that says, I can see and I can understand what God's purpose is in man and woman.
我们是有个胆量，有个信心，知道说，我知道神对男女的心意是怎样。
And not follow what the world tells us, as an answer to the problem of men ruling over women.
而不是跟从世界。所告诉我们跟从他们对男女关系的想法
So when we come into the New Testament
所以当我们来到新约的时候
And we go over to Ephesians chapter 5
我们来到以弗所书第五章
And we find here a description of marriage of believers
我们来到看见信徒的婚姻
This description that we're reading harkens backto that original purpose of God.
这对信徒婚姻的描述就反映出神原初对男女关系的心意。
Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord.
你们做妻子的当顺从顺服自己的丈夫。
For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is head of the church, and he is the savior of the body.
如同顺服主，因为丈夫是妻子的头。教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。
So this submission is not talking about being exploited and taken advantage of, but rather being the helper to the man.
所以这个顺服呢，不是讲到被男人呢去剥夺取好得到好处，乃是顺服。
What is the message to the husbands?
是去帮助这个丈夫。那么对丈夫来讲，神有什么的信息呢？
The husbands are told not to rule their wives, but to love their wives.
神给丈夫的信息是不要管家妻子，乃是要爱妻子。And
the character of that love is self-sacrificial love.
这个爱的特征是一个牺牲自己的一个爱。
Love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Is there any woman here who would not want to be loved by a man who loves her with self-sacrificial love? That doesn't sound bad to me.
对我来讲不是不好的。
That doesn't sound like somebody's ruling over you, exploiting you, bossing you around, getting you to do all the work.
所以这样看来，这一种的关系呢，不是有一个男人常常管辖你，很专制的，很专权的，从你身上得到很多好处，很自私的。
So in verse 28, husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. Can you hear Adam here?
28节说，丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子，爱妻子便是爱自己呢。在座的亚当听见吗？
This is bone of my bones, this is flesh of my flesh.
这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。This
is me.
这是我。So
husbands ought to love their own wives.
所以做丈夫的当爱自己的妻子。
And then it says, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they too shall become one flesh.
为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
And then Paul says, you know, this marriage is a picture.
然后保罗说，你知道这个婚姻其实是个图画。
It's a picture of Christ and the church.
是一个基督跟教会的一个图画。
So once again, when we think of the woman in this marriage and the woman being subject, submitted to her husband having the headship, what do we think of?
所以当我们看见这一个妻子在这个婚姻里头顺服自己的妻子，顺服自己的丈夫以他为头的时候，这个是什么的图画呢？
We think of the church.
我们就想起教会这个图画。
And tell me, is the church exploited, ruled over, persecuted, oppressed by Christ?
是不是教会被基督来压迫，从当中取了很多利，被剥夺，是不是这个图画呢？
Yes, he is the head of the church.
是基督是教会的头。
But what headship is this?
但是基督做头是怎样的一个头呢？
Have we found his headship oppressive?
我们有没有看见基督做头是压迫的头呢？
Have we been diminished by his headship?
我们有没有被失去了，应做主做头呢？
No. Instead, we go to Ephesians chapter 1.
我们有没有变得更加贫穷，更加没有呢？应做基督做头呢？没有。Verse 22.
And he put all things under his feet, under the feet of Christ, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
这将万有不在他脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。So
he is the head over everything.
他是万有之主。
But the church is called his body.
但是教会呢，是称为他的身体。
Can you hear Adam again?
你在听到亚当吗？
This is bone of my bones.
这是我骨中的骨。
This is me.
这是我。
That's what it means.
就是这个意思。
The body of Christ is not a mere metaphor.
基督的身体不是一个预表，或者不是一个拟人化的说法。
It is a spiritual mystery.
这是一个属灵的奥秘。
And this is how it's stated here.
就是在这里所说的。
The church, which is the fullness of Him.
教会是他那充满万有者所的丰满。
In other words, everything that He is.The church inherits.
就是基督一切的丰满，那个教会就承受这个丰满。
That's oneness, isn't it?
这就是那个合而为一呢，是不是呢？
So in this mystery, we can see the purpose of God in creating male and female, and in bringing them into the relationship that He described in the beginning.
所以这个我们就看见神当初做男。造男造女的时候，就是带着这个目的。
It's not a random thing that God did.
跟他原初的那个永远的旨意是有关系的，不是神随机来做这个事情。
But it's the revelation of an eternal purpose.
那是对于神永恒的旨意一个的启示。
So this what we've been talking about is the relationship and the difference between man and woman as God made us.
就是我们讲过呢，这个男女的关系是神所创造的。
But there's another thing.
还有另外一点。
When God created mankind, He made them in His own image.
当神造人的时候呢，是按照他自己的形象造的。
In other words, something of God was to be seen in this creation.
换句话说，在这个创造里头呢。我们能够看见一些关乎神自己的东西。
We would have a likeness to God, unlike any other creature.
在我们身上能够有神的形象，跟神相似的，跟其他的造物是不同的。
God said, "Let us make man in our image," and He created male and female.
神说我们要按照我们的形象造人，乃是按照我们的形象造男造女。
We are different.
我们是不同的。
In man, you can see certain characteristics which are more typical of man.
在男人身上，你看见一些男人的一些的特征。
Not exclusively, but more associated with man.
这些特征不是一定女人没有的，但是呢，一般来讲，我们在男人身上看见。
And in woman, you can see certain characteristics which are more associated with women. Not exclusively, but more.
在女人身上，我们也看见一些特征。不是说这些特征男人一定没有的，但是一般来讲是普遍在男人女人身上我们看见。
But each of us is made in the image of God.
但是无论男女都是按照神的形象而造。
And those characteristics which we call male are a reflection of God.
我们在男人身上看见那些特征也是神的形象的一个反照。
And those characteristics which we call female are a reflection of God.
并且在女人身上看见的特征呢，也是神自己的一个反照。
So the image of God is seen in us together.
所以神的形象呢，都在我们身上里头看见。
It's quite interesting if you think of the Lord Jesus.
蛮有趣的，当我们看见主耶稣的时候。
You know, let us think of some characteristics which are female.
我们看看主耶稣身上一些女性的一些特质。
You know, you might say, women tend to be more gentle.
你可能说女人是倾向比较温柔的。
They may tend to be more caring.
或者比较倾向比较关心人的。
They may tend to be more sensitive.
或者比较敏锐的，他们的感觉比较敏感的。
Do you see these characteristics in Jesus?
你在主耶稣身上有没有看见这些特征呢？
You do.
你看见的。
Perfectly.
很完美的看见。
And if we were to look at the male characteristics, would we see those in Jesus? Yes, we would.
当我们看男人身上的特征。我们在耶稣身上有没有看见？有看见。
So we are different.
所以我们是不同的。
But there is in the world now a reaction to the oppression of women.
现在今天世界呢，就对于男人压迫女人这个现象有一个反弹。
And the world's reaction, of course, is not to go back to God's purpose.
当世界去面对这个反弹的时候，当然他们不是回到神起初的心意。
But rather to pursue the purpose of the prince of this world.
乃是去追求 今世掌权的那个恶魔的原则。
And whereas God made us different, the prince of this world would make us the same.
当神要把分别显明出来的时候，撒旦就要这个世界呢，就要把这个分别抹去。
And whereas God gave us different roles, the prince of this world will give us the same role.
当神给男女有不同的角色的时候呢，今世的王呢，就要把这个角色都混在一起了。
But where are we going to stand as believers?
但是我们作为信徒，我们的立场站在哪里呢？
Are we going to be bold enough to stand upon the word of God?
我们能不能够有胆量到一个地步，我们愿意站在神的话语上面？
And are Christian marriages going to reflect the goodness of his word and the truth and the value of it?
基督徒的婚姻是来见证神话语的美好，并且他对婚姻的心意。
In the world, men are becoming like women. Women are becoming like men.
在这个世界上，男人就越来越像女人，女人越来越像男人。
But can we find, through the Holy Spirit, a walk that is right in God's sight, where we as men and as women fulfill God's purpose for us as men and as women?
但是我们能不能够？在圣灵中行，作为男女就行活出神对男人跟女人的心意，他们说要表通过男女要表达的原则呢？
We've got nothing to be ashamed of.
我们没有什么感觉可以感觉羞耻的。
There's nothing to be embarrassed about in the scripture in this relation.
对于圣经对于男女关系的描述，我们不需要感觉任何的尴尬的。
In this, if we learn to walk this walk,We will live a life that is fulfilled, fruitful, and glorious.
当我们愿意这样跟随圣灵而走的时候呢，我们是能够经历神在我们身上那个丰满的旨意的。
But if we walk the way of the world, we will blaspheme the name of the Lord.
但是如果我们跟从世人去走这个男女的角色的时候呢，我们会亵渎主的名的。
Now you probably got.A few questions about this.
你可能对这个有一些的问题。
But maybe we go on a little bit further.
或许我们再往前一点。
Because the other thing, one of the other things we want to talk about is marriage.
我们要讲到就关于婚姻。
Because in the beginning we read of marriage.
因为在开始的时候我们读过婚姻的描述。
God brought Adam and Eve together.
神把亚当夏娃带在一起。
And so we understand marriage is from God.
我们知道婚姻是从神而来的。
And it belongs to humanity.
是属于人类的。
And it's a good and natural thing.
是个美好自然的事情。
And the scripture says it's honorable.
圣经说应当被尊重的。
But marriage is not compulsory.
但是婚姻不是一定要的或者是强迫的。
And not all of us will marry.
不是说我们每一个人都要一定要结婚的。
Does that mean that some of us are blessed and some of us are not?
是不是说因为这个缘故，有一些人是得着祝福了，有一些人没有得着祝福呢？
And clearly the answer is no.
答案是很清楚的，不是。
You know, we often feel that marriage is very, very desirable. I really, really want to get married.
我很多时候的感觉婚姻真的是很可以羡慕的，我很想去进入婚姻。
And you say, why do you want to get married?
然后我们就问了，为什么你想进入婚姻？
Well, because my needs will be met in a marriage.
因为你就说了，我的需要在婚姻里头就被满足了。
I'll be satisfied, I'll be happy.
我进入婚姻我就会满足，我就会开心。
If you are looking in a marriage to your husband or to your wife,to meet your needs, you're going to be very disappointed.
如果你想进入婚姻，因为你想从你的丈夫身上或者你妻子身上让你的需要被满足呢，你一定会很失望。
Jesus Christ has stood up and said he will meet your needs.
因为主耶稣已经站起来很清楚地讲了，他自己要成为你的真实的满足。
Whether we marry or we don't marry, the only one that can give us true contentmentAnd true fulfillment is the Lord Jesus.
无论我们进入婚姻或者没有进入婚姻， 只有主耶稣是能够真实成为我们真正的满足跟需要的。
And if my walk is to be a married walk, an unmarried walk, either way, the only way I will find fullness and contentment is if I pursue the Lord Jesus with all my heart.
在我们在地上行走的时候呢，无论是在过一个在婚姻里头生活，或者过一个没有进入婚姻的生活，我们能够很丰满的经历主给我们的丰富跟恩典呢，都是要按着以主自己来成为我们的满足。
So marriage is good.
婚姻本身是好的。
But to know Christ is much, much better.
但是去认识基督呢，是更好。
And to serve Him and to walk with Him, whether you're married or not married, is much more than marriage itself.
我们要跟从他，跟侍奉他，比起进入婚姻或者不进入婚姻是更重要的。
And I would ask you this simple question.
我要问你一个很简单的问题。
Do you believe this?
这个、
He said, "He who comes to me shall never hunger."
他说，来到我这里的人永远不饥饿。
That means I am able to meet your every need.
换句话说，我能够满足你每一个需要。
You need to go to nowhere else.
你不需要到任何其他地方，那里都不是你的出路。
Do you believe this?
你相信这个吗？
And have you set your heart to Him?
你有没有把你的心定义的给他？
You know, sometimes we see something in front of us which seems to be so big and so important. What we really say is, I'm going to go for this, and after that, I'll have time for Christ.
有一些时候在我们人生里头，我们看见一些东西，我们觉得是非常重要的，对我们来讲，我们就说，我们得到这个呢。之后我们就可以好好的侍奉神。
If you're thinking like that, you should feel a hook in your mouth.
如果你这样想呢，你就会感觉在你的口里头呢有一个钩。
Because you've been hooked.
你就已经上钩了。
And you're going to be pulled out of the way.
你就会被拉离开你当行的路。
Feel free to interrupt.
你可以随时的来中断或者提出你要表达的。
In your workbook,
在你的银刊里头。
The verse at the top of the workbook says, "He who comes to me shall never hunger."
在这个银刊里头讲到上面一节，到我这里来的必定不饿。
Let us none of us look at man or look at woman for the answer.The answer is the Lord Jesus.
愿意无论男人或者女人都不看其他的男人或者女人，而是看见主耶稣，就是那一位叫我们不饿、满足我们需要的主。
And at the bottom of the page, it says, "Wisdom is the principal thing."
在下面就说智慧为首。
Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding.
所以要得智慧，在你一切所得之内，必得聪明。
Is this a verse about men and women?
这一节是不是讲到男人女人？
Yes, it is.
是。
How much wisdom we need.
我们需要多么足够的智慧。
We know the choice to marry is a big choice to make.
在婚姻上的决定是个非常大的决定。
And then, after you're married, you may have children. Oh boy, now there's a big change.
当你进入婚姻以后，你可能有孩子，有孩子是个很大的改变。
We need wisdom.
我们需要智慧。
We need understanding.
我们需要聪明。
And who knows who said that?
谁知道谁讲这一段话呢？
Wrong. Next.
所罗门不对的。神。
Yep.
是。
No, actually.No.
智慧说的不是。
Hand up everybody who didn't go and look up this verse and read it in context.
谁没有看看这个前后文的经文举手。
When you read it in context, you'll find that the person who said this was David.
如果你读这一段经文的前后文，你就知道是所罗门的父亲大卫。
Yeah. Solomon said, "This is what my father taught me."
因为所罗门说，这个是我父亲所教导我的。
So we need wisdom.
所以我们需要智慧。
So let us talk about how to get married.
所以我们现在看来谈谈怎样进入婚姻。
Four assumptions.
有四个假设。
Now these four assumptions, we're just talking about how the world says you should get married. And it's just possible that we think a little bit the same way.
就是讲到世界的人，讲到为什么我们要进入婚姻，很可能我们也有世界的人的看法。
In the world, we go shopping.
世界上我们去买东西。
We go out there and we can kind of look what's on the shelves and what's available.
我们就看到那些超市里头有什么东西需要我们可以买的。
And what's worse, we also dress ourselves up and go and stand in the shop as well. You got it. And so we say, I will go and find somebody that is good for me, that's right for me.
有时候甚至我们在挑选的时候，我们要特别穿得好一点，然后我们说我们要找一个适合我们自己的。
I know what I'm looking for.
我知道什么是适合我的。
And I expect that by going shopping, I will find what I want.
我期望我去寻找东西买的时候，我会找到一个是适合我的。
And how will I know that I've found the one?
我怎样知道我找到那一个是适合我的呢？
I'll fall in love.
我就堕入爱河了。
That's how I'll know.
我就因为这个，我就知道我找到了。
And if I'm a little bit unsure, I can test the water.
如果还有一点不肯定，我就可以试试这个水。
That is the way of the world.
试试看，这个就是世界人的看法。
You won't find that in the scripture.
这一个寻找你在圣经里头找不到的。
What's wrong with that?
这种的寻找有什么问题呢？
Number one.
第一。
You think you know what you want.
你以为你知道自己需要什么。
You think you know what you need.
你知道你自己想要什么？
Are you a Christian?
你是基督徒吗？
Are you wanting God to change your life?
你是不是要神真实的改变你的人生？
You have no idea what you need.
你根本对你真实的需要毫无概念。
How could you know?
你怎能知道？
How could you know the sort of person that you should marry, who in 5 years or 10 years' time will be exactly the right person for you?
你怎能够知道你所以为最适合你的人在五年后、十年后是适合你的人呢？
And how do you know that you will be the right person for them?
你怎能够知道你自己是对方适合的人呢？
It's ridiculous. You don't know.
是不可理解的，是你根本就不知道的。
You look on the outward appearance.
因为你从外貌来看人。
But you don't know the heart.
你不知道人的心里头。
And you won't know the heart.
你也不知道那个心。
Before you get married, we're terrible people, you know.
你知道我们都是很可怕的人，在你结婚之前，你是根本不能够完全了解的。
Let me ask the married people here, people who've been married a couple of years.
让我们看看一些，问问一些结过婚的人，或者结婚有几年的人。
Did you really know your wife or your husband when you got married?
当你在要进入婚姻的时候，你觉得你真的是认识你的配偶吗？
Did you really know them?
你真的认识他吗？
I think in most every case the answer would be, no.
在绝大部分的情况下都是不的。
There have been a few surprises.
有一些叫自己感觉惊讶的发现。
And the surprises will come because crises will come.
那些惊讶你会发现因为哪个危机会出现。
Before we married, we're on our best behavior.
在结婚之前，我们都表现了我们是最好的一面。
We're kind of excited and looking forward to this adventure we're on.
我们就很兴奋的，就是很期盼的这个新的这个前面的路是怎样。
You know, I know one man.
我认识一个人。
Who after he was married.
认识一个男人，在他结婚以后呢
，boasted to his wife how before they were married he used to pretend to be interested in the things that she was interested in.
他就自夸说他是在结婚之前，他假装对某一些东西很感兴趣，其实他不感兴趣。
That marriage is broken.
这个婚姻破裂了。
But we will do that.
我们会这样做的。
Men will do that. You bet they will.
男人会这样做，你看他们会不会这样做
？And women will do that.
女人也会这样做。
How do we know the person that we're marrying?
我们怎能够真的知道我们要结婚的那个对象是怎样
？And even if you did know, how could you find that person?
甚至你知道了，你怎样找到这个人？
You know, we hear parents tell their daughters and their sons, go to another church, you might find somebody there. How are you going to find that person? It's ridiculous. These assumptions that you can are false. But surely the third one, that's good.I'll fall in love.
那么第三个呢，就是我堕入爱河了。
And when I fall in love, surely, 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 that is the one.
我已经堕入爱河了，所以肯定这个就是那一个。
Well, let's assume for a minute that it is the one.
假设
Or rather,
这个人。
But let us assume for a minute that falling in love is a reliable indicator that that's the one.
或许我们这样说，我们假设。堕入爱河这个经历是一个很清可以信靠的一个寻找对象的原则。
Then you get married.
然后你结婚了。
And you fall out of love.
然后你从那个爱河跳出来了。
Now you have a reliable indicator that you should get divorced.
然后你就有个很清楚的指标说你现在今天就要离婚了。
Or perhaps you'll see somebody else's wife and fall in love with her.
又发展。妻子，你跟着他的妻子堕入爱河了。
Now you have a reliable indicator that you should commit adultery.
然后你今天就说我有一个很清楚的指标，说我要犯奸淫了。
Clearly, this assumption is false.
很清楚的，这个假设是错的。
The idea that you can, your little heart going boom 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 boom, is the answer.
这个你心跳的加速很厉害呢，这个指标是不准确的。
The third assumption is also false.
这个第三个假设也是错误的。
And the fourth assumption, which we trust none of you follow.
第四个假设，我相信在座没有一个人认同的。
Because the fourth assumption has been adopted by the world, where we say, let us live together, and then we will know whether we're compatible and whether our marriage will work.
世界人的假设说我们来尝试同居生活在一起看看我们能够相处下去 不能够用这个来看是否进入婚姻
There was a wedding in England a year or so back a royal wedding Prince somebody
一年之前在英国的王家里头有一个结婚的典礼
And they were married in Westminster Abbey withYou know, a massive, great ceremony.
在英国呢，王家的地方有一个很大很大的婚礼。
And they lived together for 2 years before they were married.
他们在这个结婚的日子之前已经有两年同居在一起了。
And that was acceptable to all.
对大家来讲都是可以接受的。
God has made that relationship between that sexual relationship between a man and a woman.He's given that the place. Let me start again.
我再来过。
That intimate relationship between a man and a woman belongs in marriage and in marriage only.
这个男女这么亲密的关系，只是在婚姻里头，只属于结了婚的人两个人中间。
And though the world has been living sinfully since the beginning, man has always known that to be true.
就是当时世人呢就从很多时候都讲把男女很亲密的关系在婚姻以外呢他们都有这个关系其实他们知道都是错的
So we have the situation now where people live together for some years and then they get married, usually because they want to have children.
但他们人就这样做。
They live together for some years and then they get married.
他们这样子一同生活几年, 然后就再结婚。
But the statistics show that their marriages end in divorce just the same.
但是统计来讲呢, 他们这些婚姻去离婚的率也是差不多的。
So this is called fornication.
这就是说是一个淫乱。
And it is sin.
是罪。
And let us not be unclear about it. Let us not say, but they love one another. Let us be absolutely clear, it is sin.
让我们很清楚地知道这个是罪。 虽然他们说我们是彼此相爱, 其实这个是很清楚的罪。
Now sin can be forgiven.
罪是能够被赦免的。
But don't go into this thinking that, oh, it's okay, I can be forgiven.
但是不要进入这个思想说, 因为被赦免的就是说, 所以可疑地进到这个罪里头, 因为我将会被赦免。
What about our relationship with men and women? Like we're talking about now, young people before they're married.
那么我们来看看男女之间在结婚之前的相处的关系是怎样。
No, maybe I want to take somebody out, get to know them. Maybe this is the one, you know, that sort of thing.
好像说男孩子跟女孩子是不是通过约会出去两个人来看看是否彼此适合呢？
How intimate should our relationship become before we're married?
这两个人的关系应该是怎样亲密呢？在结婚之前。
Good question.
是个好的问题。
How intimate, speaking to the men,
对着男人讲,是多亲密。
How intimate should you be with another man's wife?
你跟另外一个男人的妻子应该多亲密吗?
To the women.
对女人来讲,
to what extent should you give yourself to another woman's husband?
你把你自己给另外一个女人的丈夫, 你会给这个男人到什么程度呢?
What's the answer?
这个答案是什么呢?
The answer is not at all.
答案就是完全没有。
Not at all.
完全不是。
Now, the unmarried girl that you guys are spending time with,
那么你跟这个没有结婚的女孩子在一起的时候,
may one day be another man's wife.
可能以后成为另外一个男人的妻子。
There's your answer.
这个就是答案。
That's how intimate you should be.
你当怎样的亲密呢? 答案就是这个。
I know that that's not the current thing.
我知道这个不是现今世界的看法。
But I can say to you, well, let me first of all be absolutely honest with you.
那么首先我需要对大家能够诚实。
I didn't live that.
我没有这样生活。
No, I didn't commit fornication. But I was far more intimate with girls before I was married than I should have been.
我没有犯淫乱，但是呢，在我结婚之前呢，是跟我的妻子呢，有一个亲密的关系，是超过我所应当有。And
it's still a stain that I have to live with.
到今天也是个污点，我要去，这个污点还在那里。But
you will not regret keeping that which I've just said. You will not regret living a pure life up until the time you are married.
但是如果你过一个清洁纯洁的生活，直到你结婚的日子呢，你永远不会遗憾。I
know a young man who was married in America.
我知道一个年轻人，他在美国结婚。And
He was in a restaurant with his wife. They just got married and they were having a honeymoon.
他就在, 餐厅里头遇跟这个女孩子结婚。
They were on their honeymoon. They just got married, and they were in a restaurant.
对不起，他们结婚了，就是在度蜜月的时候，在一个餐厅里头。
And they were enthusiastically telling this other people that they met in the restaurant that they never even held hands before they were married.
他们就很兴奋、很热情地跟其他人说，他们结婚之前甚至没有握过手。
I went to another wedding. They didn't hold hands before they were married. They didn't. No, not even.
是牵手。
Yeah.
握手牵手。
I went to another wedding where after the vows had been said and so on, the man said to the man who was conducting the wedding said to the groom, you may now kiss the bride for the first time.
脱手是一个广东话的词。但是我也去过一些婚礼说那个婚礼进行之后呢，那么就宣告现在你们能够说那个新人能够彼此亲嘴了。
Do you think that that way?
第一次亲嘴。
They're having fun. That's a good. Do you think that that way of purity is a safe way?
你觉得这一个清洁是个安全的一个途径吗？
Should we take a vote?
我们要投票吗？
Do you think this way of purity is a safe way to live?
你觉得我们刚才所说的这个纯洁的原则是个安全的好的原则吗？
What do you risk by this?
你这样做有什么风险呢？
Nothing.
没有。
So the world's way of marriage doesn't work.
所以世人的对婚姻的看法是行不通的。
That is, it's not wisdom.
因为不是来自智慧。
Of course, many people are married before they come to the Lord.
但有很多人他们信主之前他们已经结婚了。
And those of us who were already believers before we were married, we may have married very foolishly.
甚至有一些人他们信主以后
We may have married foolishly.
我们可能很愚昧地进入婚姻，甚至我们已经信主。
One thing is, once you're married, you're married.
但问题是呢，你一进入婚姻就是已经进入婚姻。
Marriage belongs to humanity.
婚姻属于人类的。
And God's word concerning marriage is that it is for life.
并且神的话对于婚姻是说是一生一世的。
No excuses.
是没有借口的。
Marriage is for life.
没有例外的，婚姻是一生一世的。
When you get married, you buy a one-way ticket into marriage.
结婚就是一个单行路，只能够往前走的。
And God can meet you there.
神把你委身于其中。
And the Lord can deal with you in your marriage, however foolishly it may have begun.
甚至无论你当初结婚是怎样愚昧的进入婚姻。神都会对付你。
But we want wisdom.
但是我们要智慧。
And for the unmarried, we want wisdom so that they don't make a mistake.
对于还没有结婚的时候，我们需要智慧，以致他们不会错误地进入婚姻。
So what is wisdom in pursuing a wife or a husband?
所以对于追求得着一个妻子或者丈夫，智慧是什么呢？
The real wisdom is not to pursue a wife or a husband.
智慧就是不要追求得着一个丈夫或者妻子。
But pursue the Lord.
乃是追求主自己。
Seek Him.
寻求他。
Seek to know Him.
寻求认识他。
Seek to walk with Him.
寻求与他同行。
And seek to obey Him.
寻求顺服他。
Be a disciple of Jesus.
做一个耶稣基督的门徒。
And your life is in His hands.
你的生命，你的人生就是在他手中。
And He will provide for you.
他会供应你的
whether it be in marriage or not in marriage And your life will be full, and your life will be a blessing, and the world will be a richer place because of you.
你的生命会更丰满, 你会更蒙福, 这个世界也因着你的缘故更被祝福了。
Seek first the kingdom of God.
要先求神的国。
He knows your need.
他知道你的需要。
You can trust him with your need.
你能够按住你的需要, 带你的需要来信靠他。
It is not right to say that I must have this.
我们说我们一定有要有这个的, 这个讲法, 这个这样说是不对的。
You might think you must, but he knows.
他, 你可能想, 你觉得你一定要, 但是他真的知道你的需要。
And if he is going to be your Lord, you've got to live the reality of that.
如果你要他作为你的主呢, 你要在这个实际里头生活。
Any questions? Any comments?
有没有一些问题?
I'm sure there's wisdom here that you can contribute to us all.
或者意见,
I would really like those who don't think that what I've said is right or practical to challenge it.
我怕一些人觉得我所讲的是不是很对，或者不实际的，做不来的，来发出一些挑战或者疑问。 那些配偶过世的怎样呢？
Can I make a comment?
我能够先有一个评论吗？
What Tiana said was, what about people whose partners pass away early?
Tiana 说，那么那个有一些人他的配偶早一点过世了，怎么办？
Did you hear anything then?
你听见？你在听见什么？
Huh? The word partner.
这是那个。
Why did you say partner? I know why you said partner. We said partner because everybody says partner nowadays.
当这个问题问的时候呢, 英文是用partner这个字。
Why have we been taught to say partner?
那么世人都是对一些结婚的人, 他们说partner。
Because my partner might be a man.
他们说partner这个字。
No, seriously.
因为是可疑有个意思是我的partner是个男人。
Yeah, this is serious.
这是很严肃的事情。
The language is being changed so that we will accept that a homosexual relationship or a lesbian relationship is normal and to be put on the same footing as a normal marriage.
因为这个英语我的妻子或者丈夫的字眼改成partner的时候，就让世人能够很容易的就说男同性恋者或者女同性恋者是可以接纳的。
So we have to be careful that our mind is not getting programmed the wrong way. Now, in answer to your question.
所以我们要小心, 我们的思想呢, 不要被世界来到,
We are not told that we can only marry once. We are told that we can only, that when we marry, our marriage is for life.
我们现在就来回应提安娜的问题呢, 我们没有说我们一生只能够结婚一次, 但是我们乃是说我们结婚呢, 这个婚姻是一生一世的。
That is, until one of us dies.
这只解到其中一个配偶离世了。
But after your wife or your husband dies, you're certainly free to marry again.
但是你的妻子或者丈夫死了，离开世界了, 你是自由的能够再结婚。
So a person may marry when they're 25, and their husband might die when they're 26.
好像一个人他们结婚25岁, 当他26岁的时候呢, 丈夫就死了。
This causes amusement. But you could marry again, yes.
但是你能够再结婚, 是的。
It is, yeah. I think we're embarrassed.
我就得说我不知道为什么我们笑，其实这个很严肃的事，但是可能我们感觉尴尬。
Yeah. This is a really serious issue because it can really mess up a life.
这个是很严肃的事，因为这个会可以把你的一生弄到一塌糊涂的。
Yes, sir.
suffer from domestic violence.
那些在, 家庭暴力里头的人怎么办呢?
It's a good question.
是个好的问题。
Domestic violence is usually the man against the woman because the man's stronger.
家庭暴力通常是男向女施行暴力, 因为男比较强壮。
If a woman is being beaten by her husband, she should leave him.
当一个女人被丈夫打的时候, 她应该离开丈夫。
Not to marry again.
不是, 离开丈夫以后不再结婚,
not to divorce him,
也不是跟丈夫离婚,
but to get to safety and certainly to bring any children out to safety.
并且乃是离开, 把他自己放在一个安全的地方, 或者把孩子也带到一个安全的地方。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 7,
在哥林多前书第七章,
it says verse 10,
在第十节,
Now to the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord, a wife is not to depart from her husband.
第七章第十节,至于那已经嫁娶的,我吩咐他们,其实不是我吩咐,乃是主吩咐说,妻子不可离开丈夫。
But even if she does depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband.
若是离开了,不可再嫁, 或是人同丈夫和好。
So there's a situation where Paul says, don't depart, but if you do,
所以在这里保罗讲到一个处境说,不要离开,但是如果离开了,
And so it's a kind of like he recognizes that there may be a good reason for a wife to leave her husband, and certainly that violence is a good reason, but he says, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband.
就是保罗可能看见某一些处境是 需要这样做的,比方说家庭暴力的时候,他就离开了,但是不要再嫁。The
rest of 1 Corinthians 7. There isn't really a question. Well, Paul says the time is short, therefore it's good to focus upon the Lord.
在这一段时间, 在这一段经文里头讲到, 因为时间很短促了,
so he at that time had a real sense of urgency about their life and perhaps expected the coming of the Lord very soon.
因为在这个时候他们期望期待着主很快要再来的那个在地上的日子很短促有一种迫切感
And because of that he thought it's probably better not to enter into a marriage at this point
所谓说这个缘故呢可能是不进入婚姻更好
But at the same time he said but if they marry that's fine
同时他也说如果你要结婚也是可以的也是好的
And I think that's my answer.
这是我的回应。
Yeah.
那个问题就是说, 可以更好是有点不同的。
Yeah. So I think that we can say he felt that in those circumstances that was the case. But if we look at the rest of the scripture, we don't see that we are being encouraged to remain single. We see that marriage is normal, it's natural, it's the way God intends families to come into the world, and it's honorable.
就是在这个时间的迫切感的里头呢, 就是不进入婚姻没有长累呢, 是好的。但如果我们看其余的经文里头呢,
也是讲到进入婚姻是很自然的，是美好的。
When Jesus spoke about it, he said everybody has their own gift.
主耶稣也讲到每一个人有他不同的恩赐。
Some are able to be unmarried, some are not.
有一些人他是能够守独生的，有一些是不能够。
And God knows the answer to that question.
神知道这个问题对每一个人身上的答案。
And if our lives are in His hand, He can certainly lead us. This is the overriding thing, isn't it?
就是我们生命是在神手中，他是可以引导我们的，这个是这很大的一个基本的原则。
All that we've been talking about this weekend is being disciples of Jesus.
我们这个周末所讲的说，这一切都是讲到做耶稣的门徒，去跟从他。
Of fully giving our lives to Him in every aspect.
我们完全把我们的生命，我们的自己给神，在我们不同的方面上面。
And trusting Him with our lives because He knows us.Better than anybody else, and He loves us.
并且我们把我们的生命交托给我们的主，他是爱我，也是知道完全知道我们的。
Who else can speak as we can speak, having one who has laid down His life for us that we should live with Him?
有谁能够讲呢？这神是主耶稣基督为我们舍命。
We don't come, you know, we haven't come with a philosophy or a rule book.But we've come with a man who is ascended into the heavens, who is at the right hand of God, and who has demonstrated in our history His unchangeable love for us.
我们现在不是讲到一个规则的律法的条例，那是讲到一个人，他来为我们死，并且今天已经升天到神那里去。
When the Lord Jesus came into the world, He came to give us Himself.
当主耶稣来到地上，他是把他自己给了我们。
And what a fool we would be to refuse that gift.
如果我们拒绝这个恩赐，这个礼物，我们是多么的愚昧呢？
And what fools we will see ourselves to be if we don't surrender all to Him and follow Him now with all of our hearts.
如果我们今天没有向他完全的投降，完全的把我们自己给了神，我们将会是多么的愚昧呢？你讲到那个四个的带来难处的假设，第二个是什么呢？
The first one was that you know what you need. The second one is that you could find what you need.
第一个就是你知道你所需要是谁。第二个呢，就是你能够找到你所需要的那一个。
The third one was that you'll know when you found.
第三就是你能够知道你是找到了。
And the fourth one was,if you live together, then that'll be a good way of knowing it's going to work.
第四个就是我们能够一起生活同居，看看是不是适合进入婚姻。一个问题就是说，男跟女有。什么是才是一个正常、正当、健康的彼此相处的关系呢
？I think the best way is for you to, for young men and young women to know one another in groups, like in fellowship groups.
我相信就是说，男孩子跟女孩子就是在公开的一般人的中间来彼此相处。
I don't mean that the fellowship groups are a sort of a meet and match club.
我。
Meet and match.
我不是说那个男女聚在一起就是来寻找对象的那些小组。
But I mean that when you're together with other people, you can get to know people a little bit better.
我乃是说，在大家一起相处的时候，你反而对某一些人的观察认识更加的清楚。
Now we would think, oh no, I need to be privately with them. You know, we go out by ourselves because then I'll know them better.
但是你可能想哦，我要跟他单独的在一起，更深的彼此了解，你觉得这个才是好方法。
But actually, then you won't, because then they're going to be on their best behavior.
其实这样是不是一个好方法？因为你们单独出去呢，他们所表现不是他们真的自己。
But when you see them in groups, you see them how they treat other people.
但是在大组里头，你就看他跟其他人相处是怎样的，你就更清楚他们的为人。
You see how men behave with men. and how they treat other women.
你也看见这个男人是怎样跟其他男人相处的，也知道看见他们是怎样跟其他异性女人相处的。
And sometimes that can be more insightful than seeing them by themselves.
这样的观察给你有更多的清楚的认识，彼此你单独的相处。
I know somebody who said that when they're recruiting people for a certain job, they always get them together in groups and then watch them.
有些时候，把那些公司请人的时候呢，是把这些竞争的人聚在一起，看他们是怎样相处。
And they see the ones who are bossy and who are pushy and who are greedy and who are, you know, all those things. They can see it in the group, but they wouldn't see it if they interviewed them just one on one.
在讨论的时候，你就看见谁是很。欺压别人的，或者藐视别人，或者跟别人不能够相处的，或者贪心的，或者拒绝别人，很多表现性格都看出来。
And then, if there is a sense that the Lord may be leading you to marry one person,
如果你感觉神是带领你跟另外一个人结婚，
it's very good to have the wisdom of people like your parents or elders that you trust to give you advice, to give you counsel, and listen to what they say.
这个时候是有智慧的去这样做，就是跟你的父母看看他们的感觉，或者跟一些年长的弟兄姐妹们看他们的感觉，给他们谈谈你的看法。
Now I know some of you might have parents that just want you to marry any old person, whether they're a believer or not.
可能你有些父母，他们就是只要你进入婚姻，无论他有没有信主或者什么，他们都只是想你进入婚姻。
So the scripture is very clear that if you are a Christian, you should marry somebody else whose heart is also for God.
圣经很清楚讲，如果你是基督徒，你就需要跟另外一个结婚，这个人他们是对神有心的。
And I would say to the girls particularly, beware of the boys who are very interested in the gospel and then make a commitment because of your witness.
我要对女孩子，要提醒你们，你要小心，如果你所喜欢的男孩子，他们表示他们对福音很有兴趣，因为你的见证，他对福音很有兴趣。
If you know an unbeliever, a man, and he's interested in the gospel, and you've been able to share something with him, and you feel he's really interested, send him to another man to talk to.
如果这个男孩子表示对福音很有兴趣呢，你就带他到另外一个弟兄那里，叫这个弟兄跟这个男孩子交谈。
And if he doesn't want to go and talk to the other man, you know now how interested he is in the gospel.
如果你说有兴趣的男孩子，他不愿意跟别的弟兄有交谈，从他们身上得着对基督的福音的认识呢，你就知道他们不是真的对福音有兴趣。
You know, I know, in my own family, I've got a niece who married.A guy, you know, and he came to the Lord through this girl's witness. Well, they're divorced now.
我亲戚有个侄女，她就是跟一个人结婚，她是对婚姻表示很有兴趣的，但他们今天离婚。
You've got to be really, really careful.
你在如果在这个处境，你必须非常非常的小心。
And men, you know, particularly.Can deceive even themselves in this regard. So, you know, when you're thinking about marrying somebody, get other people's input. Don't just rely on your own heart.
So, 如果你想跟某一个人结婚呢，就是从其他人在他们身上得到帮助，叫他们给你一些意见。
And get the input from people who's going to speak to you honestly.
跟一些他们能够跟你讲诚实话的人。看看他们的意见。
And listen to what they say.
听听他们所讲的。This brother asks, as a parent, what is the age is suitable?To teach them on this aspect, because his children is one is 12, one is 14, but they are then at the moment. Because they have already heard the message tonight, so as parents, what more things they need to learn to teach or to help the children on this aspect?
I think that it'll be obvious to you as you live life with your children and they ask you questions, you can explain things to them.
就是其中一点，就是说，当你跟孩子一起生活、相处的时候，如果孩子问你一些问题的时候，你就借助那个机会去解释给他们听。
The way we should teach our children is the way that the Lord teaches us.
我们怎样教导我们的孩子呢？乃是用神怎样教导我们的方法。
In Deuteronomy chapter 6, he says, "You teach these things to your children as you lie down, as you rise up, and as you walk along the way."
就是在《生命记》第六章讲到我们怎样教导我们的孩子呢？就是当他们在路上走、在躺下、起来，怎样很生活化的来谈论神的话。In
other words, you teach these things to your children as you live your life together.
就是说，你跟孩子一起生活的时候，就通过这些生活来用口来教导神的话。And
that's the best way of learning.
这是最好的一个途径去学习。And
that's how the Lord teaches us.
神也是用这个途径来教导我们的。He
teaches us in the course of life.
他就是在我们走人生道路的时候，这个过程当中来教导我们。It's
not just sort of sit down, read a book. There you go.
而不是说我们坐下来读一本书就完结。It's
all about living in life.
乃是完全是在于那个生活活出来经历的。 有一些是爸爸，我爸爸妈妈是这样做的。 当我们一起看电影的时候，如果有一些有趣的荧幕出现的时候，他会叫我们告诉我们一些东西，然后叫我们不要看。 我想有两种做法，我不是评论说他们所做的这个方法是都是，常常都是好的还是不是？就是其中一个反应就是说，不能够看的，不可以的这样，就是叫他们感觉很尴尬，很紧张这样。因为如果真的需要讲到一些很重要的东西呢，这样的反应就是好像弄到那个情况很尴尬，很紧张这样。 但是有时候可以很清楚的来平静的来谈论这个这样是不是神的心意呢？是不是神所喜欢的呢？也是这样帮助我们能够由神的智慧来看这个电影。 我觉得对我来讲呢，我甚至我有想这些问题，但是我也不敢问我父母，甚至再过很长的一段时间，我才慢慢有胆量问我父母这关于这一方面的问题。但是真的，当我去问的时候，其实我觉得我的父母呢，其实。 很有智慧，他其实是很能够在这方面帮助我的。所以，在座其他年轻人，你可以看看，试试看，在这方面问问你的父母的看法。
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea. I think it's bad.
世界上的人，今天的孩男孩子、女孩子就很早就好像谈恋爱或者有约会了，13岁、12岁、13、14岁就是这样。你觉得怎样？你有弟兄就说这个真的很坏的，不好。
It's not necessary.
是不需要的。
It's not wise.
也很没有智慧。
Yeah.
当我们讲到这一方面，在一个婚姻的这个处境里头呢，是不是当我们去有什么准备，我们该有的才适合思考或者在这方面有进行一些行动呢？对年轻人来讲
，Yeah, I agree that if you're going to date.
我同意，如果我们如果你去约会
，You should be serious about marrying the person.
那个时候你必须要很认真的，是正在考虑跟对方结婚。
But if you're just playing games,
如果你纯粹一个玩游戏的心态
，Then you're playing into the enemy's hands.
你是玩在仇敌的手中。
Don't do it.
不要这样做。
You don't need to do it.
你不需要这样做。
The Lord can give you.All that you need.
主自己能够把你一切所需要的给你。
But you say, but how am I going to be prepared for marriage?
那么你就问了，我要怎样准备自己进入婚姻呢？
Don't I need to know the members of the opposite sex?
是否我真的需要去认识不同的异性呢？
Don't I need to know how to handle a woman?
我不是需要去学学认识怎样去跟异性相处吗？
No.The way to be prepared for marriage is walk with God.
预备自己进入婚姻的预备就是今天与神同行。
Give yourself wholly to the Lord, and you will be prepared for marriage.
把你自己完全的交给神，这样呢，你就会做一个很好的准备进入婚姻。
But no amount of the world's playing around or experimenting or anything like that will prepare you for marriage. It will only defile you.
世界上的人用很多不同的方法去试着去寻找对象或者进入婚姻，这些都是带给你误会的，污染你。
When my wife was young, sometimes she wanted to do things that her friends were doing, and her father wouldn't let her.
当我太太她年轻的时候，年幼的时候，她想做一些事情，好像她朋友所做，但是她父亲拦阻她。
And when she asked why.
当他问为什么
，The father said, "Because we are different."
他爸爸就说，因为我们跟其他人不同的。
And we need to have that clearly written in our hearts. We are different.
我们需要这一个我们跟其他人不同的这个深深的写在我们心里头。
Christ is our life.
基督是我们的生命。
We will walk with Him.
我们要跟他同行。
We are different.
我们是不同的。
And we are unashamedly different.
我们是不没有带任何的羞耻，这样说我们是不同的。
Because we're not following some old-fashioned tradition, but we're following light out of heaven.
因为我们不是跟从以前古老的什么什么不同的传统或者说法，我们乃是跟从天上的光。
And this light has proved reliable for centuries, for generations. It is the Word of God. It is the truth.
这个光经过历世历代都是被证明是对的，是神的话。是真实的。I heard a brother, Peter Liu, he said for those parents, they have a daughter, for, like himself,
he encouraged people for daughter, he doesn't allow the daughter come back home after 10 o'clock, and also doesn't allow her to... Let me translate. allow her to be with another boy or man in a room, alone. Okay. 然后 Abraham 就说这个是不是立法主义呢？ Tiana 就问一个问题，这个原则是不是也应用在你的儿子呢？
Yes.
是。
Where's what?
He's waiting for his wife.
Good. God bless him.
我有一个 认识一个弟兄。 我有个弟兄 他以前我认识他是与神同行， 他等候 寻找进入婚姻， 但他很久了， 今天还是一个人没有进入婚姻。 所以这个弟兄就说， 你的建议是什么？ 你有就说好啊。
Well, you know, what are we going to say to this? We're going to say, oh, 8 years is too long. Don't follow God anymore.
那么我们的回应是不是说， 哦，你等了半年了， 与神同行半年了， 太久了， 不要再与神同行了。 是不是这样回应呢？
You know, you gave God 8 years, it's enough.
是说你， 我已经给神8年时间了， 是不是不要再给你？
I think if this brother can wait 8 years, 9 years, or 10 years, then if God leads him into a marriage, that woman is going to be very blessed to have a man like that.
我相信如果神带领这个弟兄，再有一两年，这八年、九年、十年，到一天，神给他一个妻子呢，这妻子是相当蒙福的，因为这个男人已经跟神与神同行很久了。There's
a great truth, you know, in the spiritual life that God often uses waiting to purify us.
有一个很重要的真理，就是说，神常常用等候来清洁、纯净我们的心。You
look through the scripture and find all the people who were caused to wait by God.
你看看圣经，有很多人都是被呼召要在那里等候神的。You
know, immediately you think of Abraham.
你立刻想到亚伯拉罕。You
think of Isaac.
你想到以撒。You
think of Joseph.
你想到约瑟。You
think of Moses.
想到摩西。There
are many.
很多人。
God uses waiting often. We shouldn't be troubled by that.
神常常使用等候， 我们不需要为着这个有困扰。
And we just, in that waiting time, we exercise our heart before God and say, teach me, teach me, teach me.
在整个等候的时间， 我们就操练， 求神教导我们， 教导我们。 能够有一个异性的朋友是不是正常的呢？
Yeah, we can have friends of the opposite sex.
是，我们是能够有异性的朋友。
We can have many of them.
我们可以有很多异性的朋友。
But the thing to remember is very nicely spoken by Paul when he wrote to Timothy.
但是当保罗写给提摩太的书的里头，
First Timothy.
在提摩太前书有一些很好的经文。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
Do not rebuke an older man, but exhort him as a father, the younger men as brothers, the older women as mothers, the younger as sisters, with all purity.
提摩太前书第五章第一节到第二节，不可严责老年人，只要劝他如同父亲，劝少年人如同弟兄，劝老年妇女如同母亲，劝少年妇女如同姐妹。
So that guide to the young man was, okay, they're your sisters, but with all purity.
所以这个对弟兄少年的弟兄的提醒，或者弟兄说，你对待其他的基督徒的或者其他的姊妹，就真的是姊妹。
但是要清清洁洁。
So let's not deceive our own heart. If we're, you know, we, if we have a friend, a boy or a girl, we have a friend of the opposite sex, let's make sure that that with all purity is absolutely sure.
所以当你有异性朋友或者你对待那个其他的弟兄的姊妹，你不要欺骗自己，你要小心，你要清清洁洁。
Got to take a call just a minute. God only created one Eve for Adam. Does it mean that one man can only have one wife? When a wife or husband pass away and marry to another, does God create another Eve? Well, I think we've answered this question.
这个问题是说，其实，就讲到一个人他，配偶过世了，他其实是从这个婚姻的约束里头，是自由，他可以再结婚，就是这个，这样我们面对这个问题。
Well, the first question is, how can you date safely if dating is okay? And then following on.Older Christians advise that young people should only date when they are ready for marriage. Is that really true? Can young people start dating and grow together and then be ready for marriage?
这个问题是，我们怎样安全地去约会呢？如果约会是可以的话，年长的基督徒他们说建议说，年轻人应该，当他们是已经。做好准备进入婚姻的时候才去约会，那么是不是这样讲法是真的呢？是对的呢？年轻的人他们可不可以开始约会，然后一起成长，然后装备自己进入婚姻？
Well, I think we've said already that we don't think dating is a good idea.
我们已经讲过了，约会不是一个好的概念。
And the idea that you only date when you're ready for marriage. We could maybe, in many, many cultures, they have a simple rule that the only time you can go out with your future wife or future husband is when you're engaged to be married.
有一些文化他们是当他们是订婚了他们才出去
Yeah, so I wouldn't like to lay down a hard rule for this, but I would say that it's necessary to exercise great caution and always to be more cautious than, rather than less cautious.
我不想定什么律法的规条，但是在一些事情的处理呢，我们宁可小心一点。
We've got to be really careful that we're not learning from the world and just following in their footsteps because we want to be like them.
我们要小心，不要跟从世界的方法或者做法，以致我们要好像要像这个世界一样。
And you know, if there's somebody that you feel that the Lord is leading you to marry, then you can ensure that there are opportunities for you to be able to spend time together in a way that's honorable and safe.
如果你觉得神带领你跟某一个人可能要进入婚姻呢，其实有很多不同的机会，你们可以花时间在一起。
What's the appropriate way to respond or act when you're attracted to someone of the opposite sex? Well, the truth is that we are easily attracted to the opposite sex.
那个现实是我们是很容易呢被某一个异性所吸引的。
And you know, whether it be young men or young women, we might be able to name half a dozen people that we're attracted to.
无论是男的或者女的，我们可以也可以讲到有好几位
是可以吸引自己的。
So the attraction is natural.
所以被吸引是很自然的。
Just like our sexuality is natural, it's God-given.
就好像我们的性别是很自然的，是神所赐的。
It is not wrong to be male and to feel male, or to be female and to feel female.
对一个男人来讲，觉得自己是感觉是男人；女人来讲，就感觉是有女人的感觉。这些感觉是没有错的。
But it's just like every other aspect of our being or personality, it needs to be ordered correctly.
就好像我们一个人有不同的个性，都是很自然的，但是我们需要这些都是在好好的被管理。
So the thing is, when we feel attracted to somebody, we should be very careful not to show that. I'm talking about this normal sort of young unmarried people, not to immediately show that to the other person.
就是当我们觉得自己是被某一个异性所吸引的时候，我们要小心，就不是要把这个被吸引的情况表达出来、表现出来。
Because that will become a stumbling block for them.
因为如果你表达出来、表现出来了，这个表现会带给这个异性一个成为他的绊脚石的。
And just because you feel that attraction doesn't mean that God is doing anything between you two.
你被吸引不表示神就要在你们两个人中间要做什么 这一方面的工作。
So we need to live our life under the government of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要过一个被圣灵所管制的一个生活。
And not simply be led by a feeling here or a feeling there.
而不是靠着自己这一个感觉或者那一个感觉。
Why was polygamy allowed in the Old Testament?
为什么在旧约里头允许多妻呢？
Because men are sinful.
因为人是有罪的。
But from the beginning it was not so.
但是从起初神造人的时候不是这样。
From the beginning, the purpose of God in marriage was one man, one woman.
在起初神造人的时候呢，是一男一女的进入婚姻。
And we saw earlier that there was an eternal purpose wrapped up in that.
并且我们之前已经讲过了，在这里头是包含要反映出一个永恒的神永恒的旨意。
How should we respond? Maybe this needs to be the last one, I think.
可能这是最后的问题。
How should we respond to people that we know who are dating? Should we voice the opinion that we do not believe dating is good? Not say anything or be happy for them?
那么如果我们看见有人是在约会了，那么我们应当怎样反应呢？我们需要向他表达我们的看法，说约会不好的，或者说我们什么都不说，或者我们就为他们高兴。
Well, it really depends whether those people are your brothers and sisters in Christ.
那么就是在乎你所说的人是不是在基督里头的弟兄姊妹。
And whether or not you can speak to their heart.
并且在乎你能不能够说到他心里头，跟他的心说话。
And so in all these things, we need to be guided by the Spirit.
所以这一切我们需要圣灵自己来引导我们。
There's no hard and fast rule about when you should speak to somebody or what you should say to somebody.
没有什么规矩说你要几十个人说说什么怎样说。
But of course, you yourself are going to speak the truth.
因为你自己需要把真理说出来。
And if somebody asks you what your view is, speak the truth.
当有人问你的时候呢，你就需要把真理说出来。
Should we keep going or should we stop? Well,
我们应该继续还是我们应该停止？我们讲到约会这个字的时候，可能不同的人有不同的理解定义这个字，所以有时候是不是某一些约会在某一些处境呢其实是可以的呢？可不可以在这方面多一些解释？
By dating I mean hello, you know, I really like you, how about we go to the movies?
我所说的约会就是hello, 我喜欢你，我们可不可以出去走走，或者约在一起。
So, can we keep going? Okay. 12 minutes. No more. No more.
我们最后不要超过12分钟。
Which period Or to say how old is appropriate time for dating or preparing for marriage.
那个年纪或者时期，可以算才是适合去进入婚姻或者为婚姻做准备呢？
How old should you be to get married?
你年纪多大才适合进入婚姻呢？
That is not a question, of course, that has an answer.
这个当然不是个问题，但是这个答案就是在里头。
But you need wisdom for marriage and you need maturity.
你进入婚姻，你需要智慧，你也需要成熟。
And to rush into a marriage when you're young, for any reason, you really need to hesitate and think about that.
如果你年幼的时候，你就匆匆忙忙进入婚姻的时候，你要想得很清楚。
Of course, if you rush into a marriage, you know, just to get out of home or something like that, you're being very foolish.
如果你为做早一点离开你的家，就匆匆忙忙地进入婚姻。你将会是非常的愚昧的。
But the more wisdom and maturity that you have when you're married, the stronger that marriage will be.
如果你在有更多的智慧、更多的成熟，这样进入婚姻呢，你的婚姻就会更坚固、更蒙福。
If as girls we are asked to go out by boys, how should we respond?If we don't have mutual feelings, or we do have mutual feelings.
如果做一个女孩子，有男孩子想约你有约会，那么我们女孩子应该怎样反应呢？如果彼此是没有什么感觉的，或者呢彼此是很有感觉的。
Well, if you're unsure, you say, "Just a moment, I'll ask my father."
如果你不肯定，你就说等一等，我要先问问我的父亲。
And then say no.
然后说不
Because you don't need to go out with boys who are after you.
你不需要跟那些追求你的男孩子跟他约会的。
Men and women are different.
男人跟女人是不同的。
Men are attracted to women by their eyes.
男人是因着眼睛看着这个女人被吸引。
That's the nature of male.Sexuality, actually.
这个是个男性的一个很自然的一个情况来的。
And that's why we have lots of pornography for men.
正因为这个缘故，世界对于男人呢有很多色情的东西。
And that's why women's fashion is what women's fashion is.
也因为这个缘故呢，那些女人的时装就是现在的光景了。
And why the fashion of the world gets women to dress in a sexually attractive way to attract the men.
以致女人的时装是穿着的很暴露的很不适合的很色情的以致就吸引那些男人
But the men don't dress in a sexually attractive way to attract the women
但是男人没有穿到现在的时装没有穿到很色情的去吸引女人
Because the women would just laugh at them
因为女人看见的时候会嘲笑这些男人的
So the women need to be wiseAnd dress in a way that is helpful to your brothers and sisters, not as a snare to them.
所以女人、女孩子穿着呢，需要很有智慧的穿着，不要穿衣服成为男人的试探，成为他们的网罗。
I'm not justifying men sort of looking at women and blaming the women. No, no, no.
我这样说不是好像要为男人找借口，责怪女人。
But I'm saying it's an act of kindness.
我乃是说一个很积极的一个恩慈，这样对待男人。
And in obedience to the scripture, women should dress modestly.
并且是对圣经的教导的顺服，女人应当以正当的衣裳。
And if you're not sure what modest dress is,
如果你不知道怎样才是适合正当的衣裳
，And the definition of modesty, of course, changes with time.
当然，不同的文化或者不同的时代，对那个正当的、正常的、正当的、适当的衣服有不同的看法咯。
Go and find one of your older sisters in the Lord.
就去找一个年长的姊妹、主里的姊妹，跟她交通。
And say, "Is this modest?"
问问她，我这样穿着适合吗
？And they'll tell you.
他们是会告诉你的。
Now that's serious.
这个是很严肃的事情。
You know, the standards, Christian, you know, I've stood in a Christian meeting and just kind of have to be like this because of the girls that were in front of me.
我有时候在一些基督徒的聚会里头，我聚的时候我要这样低下头的， 因为在我前面有很多女孩子穿着不适合的。
We follow the world.
因为我们是跟从世界。
But aren't we different?
我们是不是有分别呢？
Aren't we called to walk holily and before the Lord?
我们是不是被呼召跟从神的圣洁与神同行呢？
And aren't we supposed to love one another and be kind to one another?
我们不是被呼召要彼此相爱，要对对方其他人恩慈吗？
Next question.
下一个问题。
Shall we match people?
我们应该去和年轻人在一起结婚吗？
Well, I know.
做媒。
You know, in one way, there can be wisdom in that.
从某一个角度看，在这个做媒的事，有一个智慧在里头。
Because sometimes that person who's not involved can see something more clearly than the people who are involved.
因为当局者迷，你不在里头呢，你可能观察得更清楚。
But myself, I'd be terrified to do that.
但是如果我自己呢，我会很怕做这个。
Because I'm not God.
因为我不是神。
And I don't know that I could dare have the responsibility of bringing two people together in marriage.
因为我不知道我有这么重大的责任，要把两个人结合在一起。
But as I said before, you know, having parents involved is wisdom.
但是我讲过呢，在你的婚姻的事情上，有你的父母来参与。
The question is, if we cannot be intimate before marriage, can we only open our heart or give our heart after marriage?
这个问题说，如果我们在婚前不能够亲密，我们在婚后能否真的可以打开我们的心？ 给对方，把我的心打开给对方，在我们结婚之后。
So when I talked about intimacy, I was talking about physical intimacy.
当我讲到亲密，我是指着身体上的亲密。
But if we're going to talk about intimacy in terms of being honest with one another, yes, we need to be honest.
但是当我们讲到心灵的亲密，比方说诚实，这个是可以有这方面的亲密。
So before marriage, we need to be very honest. With a person that we may marry. If you lie to them and think I'll fix it up after we're married, then you are a fool. Don't do that. We have to be very honest. And there may even be things in your life that you're ashamed of.
你曾经做过一些事情，或者你的处境是你感觉很羞耻的。
But it may be better to tell the person you're going to marry of those things before you marry.
但是你需要在结婚之前把这些事告诉对方。
So that sort of honesty and openness is really necessary when you come to the point of marriage.
这一方面的诚实开放呢，在结婚之前，你要进到这个婚姻里头之前呢，需要来。
But physical intimacy is not necessary.
但是身体上的亲密是不需要的，不必须的。Let
us pray.
让我们祷告。Lord,
we thank you for men and for women.
作为我们为着男人、女人，我们感谢你。
Thank you for what you've purposed in our lives together.
我们为着你在我们身上的旨意，我们感谢你。We've
only touched on some things, but we pray, Lord, that we'd be wise as we walk in this world.
主，我们能够谈到一些，但是我们需要我们与你同行的时候，在这个世上生活，我们需要有你的智慧。And
that we'd be unashamed of holiness.
并且我们对你的圣洁，我们没有完全没有感觉尴尬或者羞耻的。So
we ask you, Lord, to teach us and build us up together.
主，我们求你来教导我们在这样的里头彼此建造。
We ask in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。